The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 110. Jackie Joseph interview, part 3. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's. They got all kinds of great things for Christmas or any other time when you're wanting to give something to a Mayberry fan in your life. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Tonight's executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting is David Morris. David, thank you so much for your support. We couldn't do it without you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and wow, it's great to have you with us. It's great. We've been having a great time the last two episodes talking with Jackie Joseph, the interview we did on the Mayberry Cruise, the fifth annual Mayberry Cruise. And there's going to be another one next year. Don't know who the cast member that might be going with us, if we'll have one. But it's definitely worth coming. So if you get a chance and you can go on the Mayberry Cruise, you can check that out. We'll have a link to that information at the show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com and for this episode. So you'll be able to click that and go and get information about going on the cruise with us. And you can be a part of this too and just have fun and enjoy yourself just visiting with all kinds of Mayberry fans. All right. Well, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail up here in the beginning of the show because you guys already can go back and listen to the last two episodes and catch up, and you know what we're doing. We're having our fun with Jackie. And this episode, wow, we get to hear several things because she's going to talk about more of the episodes that she was in on stuff like McHale's Navy, The Munsters, F Troop, Wild Wild West, Danny Thomas Show. And this week she's going to go in and tell us a little bit about the time she had on the Andy Griffith Show. I should go ahead and tell you, upcoming weeks, we're going to have a question and answer session where she's going to be answering questions from the audience and and some movies that she was in she'll be talking about the next 2 weeks. But this week, we have this great show lined up for you with Jackie. So without any further waiting and my blabbing along, let's join Jackie. So here's Jackie.
You're on McHale's Navy with Tim Conway.
I was. It was very interesting. Tim Conway and Ernest Borgnine. Tim kids around with everybody, but he kidded Ernest Borgnine, and Ernest didn't think he was funny. So he showed him. He went into his dressing room, and nobody ever saw him except when he came out to shoot the scenes. He never got over just hating Tim Conway. He just couldn't take it. It was like if Andy didn't like Don Knotts. You know, he never got the working together and the fun of it. But, I mean, he was a nice man, always nice to me. But, and Tim, I went on the road with.
Yeah, I wanted you to tell us.
Yeah, Tim Conway decided to do a comedy act. And he was doing some of the sketches that he had done on the Carol Burnett Show. And he decided to have a woman play the roles that Harvey had played. So I got to be Harvey on the road and do the dentist sketch. I was the patient. Well, while Tim was, you know, Novocaining himself all. And it was interesting how that translated to an audience in a big Vegas, Las Vegas nightclubs. You know, it was quite fun. And we opened for Steve and Edie. So that was a good time.
Oh, wow.
Just traveling around. Being
yep.
Harvey, watching Steve and Edie, just.
And of course, Tim's got that tie-in with Don Knotts that we, you know, from the.
That's right.
You know, from the Apple Dumpling Games, yeah. And the Spies.
They were very good together.
Things like that.
two really good actors. Good friends, too.
I always thought it was funny that Don Knotts played the straight man for Tim Conway. I mean, you know, as Don Knotts was such a good comedian,
well,
to play the straight man. So.
It really was just being good.
It was good. Now, let's see, you were also on The Monsters. Speaking of, you were talking about The Monsters.
I remember that. I played a dental patient, and the dentist was Don DeLuise. And it was early in Dom's career, and he was talking to me, just some strange actress that he was going to do dental stuff on. Not really, but he was saying, I think I'm going to get married. Do you think I should? And I thought, well, you know, I guess I'll just tell him to go ahead and get married. I don't want to just say, I don't care. But he did get married. The darling, darling man, wonderful wife. And now he has successful children to follow in his sweet footsteps.
Well, you were on F Troop.
Yes.
And there was also on here, I found out, you're on the Wild Wild West with was it Robert Conrad? Isn't that right? But you weren't even credited on that. You were called the Girl Smooching with Renegade on that episode.
I was. In fact, it used to be in the movie, didn't it? That great big kiss with what's the name of that wonderful man I love? No,
on Wild Wild West.
He's not paying attention.
Yeah.
On Wild Wild West.
Ross something, wasn't it? Played Artemis Gordon.
Ross Martin?
Yes, Ross Martin. Thank you, Ross Martin. I'm going to give you a prize.
she does have a prize for you. Congratulations. It's like a trivia contest we're doing. This is good.
I just remembered I had some prizes. I was going to auction them, but I'm going to give them to you. Do you have any children in your family? Okay. This is a little thing that you have to screw. It's a giraffe. And it goes... And listen. Turn around now. What's your name?
Noah.
Noah. Okay. We got this... remember, it was in... Lugano. We were at a hotel in the beautiful Switzerland, Lugano, and someone invited us to this party. And it was the anniversary of the pill. And they had, and we just thought, that is the most bizarre thing. So they're having a big pill party. And this was one of the little things that they gave people, plus a lot of other little round toys. But enjoy that with your grandchildren. Okay.
Boy, giraffes are selfish, by the way.
Yeah. Well, it Ross Martin would appreciate you. Yeah. Nice man, too.
Let's see, what else? Danny Thomas show? You're on the Danny Thomas
show? Yes. In fact, I played several people on the Danny Thomas show. And here's a funny thing. The guy who played my boyfriend on the Doris Day show is the same actor that played my husband on the Danny Thomas show. And he is my own husband's former brother-in-law. And his name was Sid Melton. He was a crazy little guy with dark hair who, oh, talk like this. And he still talked like this, except he's always saying, what did you say? What did you say? But I say that a lot, too.
But there's a whole lot more we could talk about. But we're going to try to watch the episode, I believe, that you were on the Andy Griffith Show.
Okay.
With Ernest T. So let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
What was your experience working on the Andy Griffith Show? A lot of these folks may have heard that. But...
Well, you know, of course, it was a highlight of life, even before I knew it. It was a very exciting job to get, And I think a lot of people know that, like, just after the first reading, it was the highest happy I ever had in a long time. Because after we read it, Andy was saying, where have you been hiding? You're so wonderful. You're so funny. And I'm thinking, someone came in with a radio and informed everybody that John Kennedy was shot. And that's where we were. And during the whole shooting of the show, you know, we took a break, you know, for that long, sad weekend, which it is about the 50th anniversary of that also, coincidentally. And the 50th anniversary of the Little Shop of Horrors, so we're really full of anniversaries. Anyway, it was a happy experience. The first time I jumped over the famous leapfrog experience, the back of my little dress caught on the back of this tree stump, and I went flat on my face. And of course, I was embarrassed, but luckily not wounded too much. So I just went back and did it again. And so it's a little more demure. I guess I really went for it the first time. You know, I've never done that before, so I didn't know the perils of wearing a dress when you're doing that.
Yeah, probably not a lot of people have done that.
Oh, but everybody was so sweet. And Andy was laughing all the time he wasn't on. He so enjoyed everybody. And of course, Don struck him so funny. Don could just be standing there, and he'd be thinking what Don was thinking, and just be hysterical. And the happiest bunch of guys in the world. And it's like you guys. You know, you're all just happy fans, and you're the reason that we're even here. And because you carry the spirit of the show with you, you know, the players, those of us who are still left, are so honored that your appreciation is up there. It's really sweet, sweet, wonderful, sweet, and never-ending thank yous for it, really.
Ah, there we go. That's, I mean, Jackie is such a wonderful lady. It's so fun being there in the room. If you heard, she gave away she gave a gift away, gave a prize to Noel. That was Noel House. He was answering all kinds of questions during the whole thing when she would think of somebody and couldn't think of their name, and he was yelling it out from the audience. And so she gave it to him. She mentioned that she was going to have an auction, and I believe I talked about that in the first episode, but she's given money to, oh no, I'm not going to get right, Actors and Others for Animals or something like that, I believe is what the name of it is. And we'll try to get a link to that as well, so you guys will know. But that was what she was making the money for, or raising the money for. So she definitely had a good time there and enjoyed herself and enjoyed the cruise. And I just can't tell you how much the audience was enjoying the cruise as well. So that's about all we've got for you this week, folks. So we're going to cut this a little short and actually get out of here before 15 minutes. And we've got two more episodes with Jackie coming up. I want to hear from you guys. If you would, give me a call. If you've got any experiences with Jackie or any of these things you're hearing in these interviews trigger memories, we would love to hear your comments about that and your voice about it. So we'd love to hear from you. So you can call me at 888-684-8415, or you can drop me an email at floyd@mayberry.com. Or you can leave a note at the show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com. Or finally, you can go over to facebook.com/twochairs and leave messages there. Now, while you're there, you'll want to check out pictures. If you're actually on the video stream of this podcast and watching us, you see the pictures that we're posting over at the Facebook page. They're there. So while you listen to this episode, you can flip through the pictures and look at images of things that she may have been talking about during the podcast. So you can drop by over there. You can either, you know, listen to the show while you're doing it, or you can just look at them when you're back online, if you're running around with your iPod or something. All right. Well, that's it. That's it, folks. And hey, I appreciate you guys coming. I appreciate you taking your time out of your schedule to spend some time with me here in Mayberry. And we got two more episodes coming up, the next two with Jackie. So I look forward to that, and I hope you do. And we'll be back next week with more Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. See you next time, guys. Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.